Chapter 1. What is the price of being cheap? There are many books that popularize the idea of frugality and living below your means. Many so-called money experts write about, speak of, or broadcast on radio and TV the virtues of cutting up your credit cards, saving money, putting the maximum amount into your retirement plan, driving a used car, living in a smaller house, clipping coupons, shopping at sales, eating at home, passing used clothes from older kids down to the younger kids, taking cheaper vacations, and other such tips. While these are excellent ideas for most people, and while there is a time and place for frugality, most people do not like these ideas. The truth for most people is that they love to enjoy the finer things of life that money can buy. For most people, a big home, a new car, fun toys, and expensive vacations are much more fun and desirable than putting money away in a bank. Most of us tend to agree with the wise sages professing frugality and economic abstinence. Yet deep down, many of us would rather have a platinum credit card without a spending limit that is paid for by your rich uncle. While most of us enjoy the wonderful things money can buy, we realize that it is the unbridled desire for the fun, fine, and fancy things of life that gets many of us in financial trouble. And it is the financial trouble that these desires spawn that causes the money gurus to say, cut up your credit cards, live below your means, buy a used car. On the other hand, my rich dad never said to me, cut up your credit cards. He never said, live below your means. Why would he advise me to do things he personally did not believe in? When it came to the idea of frugality, he did say, you can become rich by being cheap. But the problem is, even though you're rich, you're still cheap. He would further say, it makes no sense to me to live cheap and die rich. Why would anyone want to live cheap, die rich, and then have the kids spend your life savings after the funeral? Rich Dad noticed that people who scrimped and saved all their lives often had children who acted like starving hyenas once the parents were gone. Instead of telling me to live cheaply, Rich Dad often said, if you want something, find out the price, then pay the price. He also went on to say, but always remember, everything has a price. And the price for becoming rich by being cheap is that you're still cheap. Rich Dad went on to explain, you can become rich by marrying someone for his or her money, but we all know the price of that. You can become rich by becoming a crook, and we all know the price of that choice. When I was a kid, I thought a crook wore a mask and robbed banks. Today, I realize that there are many crooks that wear blue suits, white shirts, red ties, and who are often respected members of their community. There are others who become rich by betting at the casino or the racetrack, on the lottery, or blindly throwing their money into the stock market. We know the price of that. During the dot-com mania, I knew many people who were ready to write a check if all you said was, I'm starting an internet company. You can become rich by being a bully, and we all know what happens to a bully. Eventually, an even bigger bully comes along, or the bully finds that the only people willing to do business with him or her are people who enjoy being pushed around. And, as described earlier, you can become rich by being cheap. And we all know that the world tends to despise rich people who are cheap. Most of us have met people who always want a larger discount, complain about the bill, or even worse, refuse to pay the bill for one frivolous reason or another. A friend who owns a dress shop often complains about the type of customer who buys a dress, wears it to a party, and then returns it a few days later asking for her money back. And of course, there are those who drive old cars, wear clothes too long, buy cheap shoes, and look poor, and yet have millions of dollars in the bank. While these individuals can become rich with such cheapness, there is a price far beyond money for such behavior. Rich Dad and I talked further about the price of being rich. He told me, the price is different for different people. Rich Dad often said, the only people who think life should be easy are lazy people. Not being satisfied, I pressed on with my questioning. What did he mean by the price is different for different people? His reply was, I would like to think that we all come into this world with unique gifts and talents. Gifts and talents such as singing, painting, athletics, writing, parenting, preaching, teaching, and so on. But just because God gave us these talents, it is still up to each of us to develop those talents. And developing those talents is often the price. The world is filled with smart, talented, and gifted people who are not what we would call successful financially, professionally, or in their personal relationships. While each of us has gifts, each of us has personal challenges to overcome. No one is perfect. Each of us has gifts and challenges, strengths and weaknesses. That is why I say the price is different for different people, because each of us has different challenges. The only people who think life should be easy are lazy people. I do not know if Rich Dad's statement about lazy people is true or not. I do know that his statement has been useful for me whenever I found myself complaining about things not being easy or things not going my way. When I find myself saying, I wish things were easier, I know I am getting lazy. So whenever I find myself wishing things would be easier, I take a break, check my attitude, and ask myself about the long-term price of having that attitude. It's not that I don't look for an easier way to do things. I am simply aware of when I tend to be lazy, cheap, or when I act like a spoiled brat, and then I ask myself what the price might be for that behavior. Rich Dad would also say, ask anyone who is rich, famous, or successful, and I am sure they will tell you that they had and have personal challenges and demons to face every day along the way. Son, there is no free lunch. My challenge was that I had no education and no money when I started out. I also had a family to feed when my father died. I was 13 years old when I was given that challenge, and there were even greater challenges to come. Yet, I managed to pay the price, and in the end, I achieved great wealth. In hindsight, money was my reward for paying the price.